We're gonna get in trouble.
Oh, it's gonna get real. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Chick McGee Show podcast. I'm Chick McGee. This is Chick McGee speaking. Say hello, Jess Hooker. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jeff Fibbert.
Hello.
Hello, Jason Hofsetz.
Busy over here.
Very busy.
And we are sort of at the Indiana Dairy Bar.
Next door.
Next door to the Indiana Dairy Bar for our fourth. Let's have some applause for this. This is our fourth straight year, the podcast with the Indiana Dairy, the American Dairy Association of Indiana. And our guest right off the bat, it's Jenny Browning from, I'll never get used to that, from...
me too. I had a hard time getting used to it too.
From the Indiana Dairy Association, here we are. Jenny, thank you for inviting us back.
We love having you here. I hate that we're not in front of the dairy bar, but the second best place is where there is alcohol, right?
Mm-hmm. That is exactly right.
Right.
And we're here because inclement weather is could
and
happen at any moment.
It's coming.
It is.
Mm-hmm, I just checked.
I know. I was a little worried that maybe we may, but I see it. There's red coming way, but we'll be very safe in here.
But like most. Like most cities across the country, if you don't like the weather in Indianapolis, stick around 10 minutes. It'll change.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm already eating.
Yeah, I started eating before this podcast
Jess
started.
Jess is up to her hips in grilled cheese. Vibbert's got a what flavor milkshake is that?
Chocolate.
I've got the peanut butter shake that I haven't taken a bite of yet. I waited until we started recording. And I'm going to dive into that right now.
You have so much self-control waiting until we start recording.
Oh, my God.
That's our new flavor this year. So peanut butter. And
this is amazing.
You like it?
It's my favorite.
It's so smooth.
Can we share? Can I have a bite of that?
I can get your own spoon.
And you had chocolate, so if you mix it together, it's like a Reese cup.
We could intertwine our arms like
yes.
They
do.
I don't
want
to see that.
All right, I'm coming down to take a
scoop. Come on down. And bring your chocolate.
It's really happening.
Here, bring your chocolate. I'll scoop some of my peanut butter into your chocolate, and you scoop chocolate into my peanut butter.
I, on the other hand, have my
eating?
New Day Meadery drink.
What is it?
New Day Meadery.
Oh.
With my Munster on raisin.
There are five different grilled cheeses here at the dairy bar.
Absolutely. Jessica, she is eating the Munster on cinnamon raisin bread.
So good.
That's the second one this year you've had, isn't it?
I came down last Sunday and cleaned house.
So it's like a breakfast sandwich if you want, or lunch or dinner, and you could call it the raisin shine.
Good job.
You put some thought into that.
Yeah, it's actually Deb over there. I'm knocking stuff over.
Good job, Deb.
And then we also have all kinds of grilled cheese. So Colby on Wheat, American on White, which is the most popular, and we sold... 40,000 of those sandwiches, and pepper jack on sourdough. Would you like a?
Yes, I would. Now, what is this? This is the
Colby on Wheat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can't beat cheese.
Just grilled cheese. Yeah.
What about Jason?
Cheese makes everyone happy.
No, he says no.
And we also have Swiss on rye, and the one that was new this year was the smoking hot, which was smoked cheddar and sriracha jack, and on rye, and it was out, so it's already sold out. So I can't.
What?
So I'm promoting it, and you can't get it.
That's okay. It was, but you know what? It was delicious last Sunday.
It'll be good.
It was very good.
It might be back next year, so we'll see.
There is a picture on Jess's Instagram of her with both hands full of grilled
cheese. I had grilled cheese. I had chocolate and peanut butter shakes.
Some people actually dip their grilled cheese in the milkshake, kind of like a frosty in the French fry thingy.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, here it goes.
Uh huh. Oh yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like it?
We have mozzarella sticks too that you could do that with, but yeah.
I don't see them on the
tray. I didn't get a chance to bring them over, but we're on it. So.
Now, Jenny, on a personal note. You had a baby.
I did.
Yay.
And what did you do with that baby?
Well, he's...
You're going to keep him?
We're going to keep him.
Aww.
He's a...
Yeah.
He's 4 months, but if he doesn't start sleeping a little bit more, we might consider
a train. Of course,
you
named him Charles, right?
Charles, but he goes by Reed.
See, Charles is the perfect name. It's perfect for a girl or a boy.
It's very distinguished.
Little Charlie, right? That's adorable for a girl.
I do like Charlie.
Sure. It's adorable for a girl.
Charlene and then Charlie. Yeah, not bad. No? Bad, you got a bib.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think that's what this is for, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I like
it. Now, we had to move to the beer and wine building right next to the Indiana Dairy Bar because of the weather. And I was talking with Jenny this morning, and she said, yeah, this varies from state to state in our great country of ours, but in Indiana, you have to be 21 or over to be in any place that serves alcohol. Right?
I don't know.
Well, I think there has to
here.
Be a divider.
Be
well, here
food.
At the fair.
Yeah, there's food and then there's
like
a time and a time frame.
So we started texting back and forth, and she said, what about the 21 or over thing? And I go, well, and then she goes, what about Jeff Vibbert? And I go,
I didn't know. I said, at least you have, I'm pretty sure you have a fake ID.
And
they weren't even watching. I just snuck under the rope. So just sneak your baby under the rope and you're good.
And I said, well, he's 16, but he has a fake ID. And
it works very well.
Good.
You really weren't sure if he was 21?
No, I wasn't. I didn't know.
No, I've eaten many meals. I've eaten many meals in many bars with Mr. Vibbert. And he has the metabolism of a hyperactive hummingbird. He can drink more and metabolize it faster than anybody I'm aware of.
That is true. Also, you can't call me Vibbert since I'm using my fake ID. You have to call me Max Power.
Max Power. Okay.
From Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Mr. Power.
Good to know.
How do you like your chocolate shake, Mr.
Oh, it's
Power?
Delicious. Okay. And then I mix the peanut butter in. It's amazing.
Good.
Oh, I let my grilled cheese soak a little bit in my peanut butter.
That's good.
Here is Swiss on Rye. That's him. That's okay. Up his alley.
I do like Swiss.
Did you do the raisin?
Oh, no.
You got to try the raisin.
Mm.
And Jason wants no food.
No food.
Not eating today.
Well, and we will be around, but we're going to get more than just dairy. But the Dairy Bar, obviously, is the best place, in our opinion, to eat at the State Fair. But there will be other little snacks throughout the podcast. As well.
Awesome.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. I needed a shirt. I like a shirt with a witty saying, of course,
yeah,
but this says, bless this mess. But this, but I wanted one that said, I'm here for the food.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a good State Fair t-shirt.
They should do that. Yeah, absolutely. And we have cottage cheese. You asked for cottage cheese.
I did ask for cottage cheese.
We have that. Since we had the sriracha jack cheese, we had some sriracha sauce back there, and that's what I've been doing.
Putting some in there?
Yeah.
I always use seasoning salt.
Oh, yeah. That's
always
a good one, too.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's has that great garlic salt.
You put garlic salt on your eggs the other day before we did the podcast. And
yeah.
Oh,
that's
no.
Disgusting.
No.
No?
No one's going to want to kiss you.
I think, I agree with that with the garlic, but I think
it has nothing to do with the garlic salt.
It's just my general appearance, probably.
No. He does. You know what else he does? He puts sour cream in his eggs.
Hey,
that's good.
Was
I support
like
that.
The Mexican
are you telling
no,
all
he
of my
mixes
secrets?
It. Like, you know how some people pour a little bit of milk in their eggs? And
oh,
it's
okay.
He does sour cream.
Well, okay. Well, that might be not too bad.
It's the other way.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have like a, we had a grilled cheese contest. We can have like a scrambled egg contest.
Ooh.
Omelet. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love cottage cheese.
I do. I like the full fat kind, unfortunately. But this is Prairie Farms cottage cheese.
Yum.
So,
I'll take it.
Thank you.
You don't know the difference between the 2% and the 4% and the, I mean, that's fat content or?
We are a whole milk house.
Really?
Yes. Whole milk all the time.
And actually, there is some
research. What's wrong with 2%?
There's nothing wrong with 2%.
There's nothing, no. We just prefer whole milk.
It tastes really good. I like skim too, but there is actually research out to show that there might be something with the dairy fat that's heart healthy.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
it's definitely healthy for your brain.
Yeah.
I've learned that with my kids is that a full fat diet.
So maybe
right.
Yes. Maybe that's what's wrong with my brain.
You grew up in the but that fat free
80s,
label
yes.
thing that started, yeah.
I remember doing that Like, and my mom was so fat. Mm-hmm. Everything was fat-free, like the Snackwell cookies. Do you mm-hmm. remember those? I mean, yeah.
And if I see it fat-free, I'm not.
Yeah.
I steer clear.
Yeah.
I steer clear.
Our dairy farmers definitely like the full fat.
I like the full fat. Give me all the fat.
Yeah.
What about 1% milk? No one mentioned 1%.
Well, actually, that's what we buy at home.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah. Well, because I used to drink skim.
Now, wait a minute.
And then Greg did too, so we did this whole...
Taking marriage counseling advice and doing the stuff you did before.
Wait a minute.
We probably should have went to marriage counseling.
Well, you're in counseling?
We could probably go again.
When can you give your baby milk? I think it's 1 year,
yeah,
right?
Well, about two. Yeah, cow's
milk. Are you breastfeeding? Yeah.
I did, and then I'm off the breastfeeding.
Did you pump?
I did pump.
Did you have the electric pumper?
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
It's I'm good with it.
My neighbor, we went to a wedding the other day, and she had to pump and dump. But her was electric pumper, and she was able to plug it into my car.
Oh, yeah.
And pump.
I had one of those, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I had to do that at the
racetrack. Wait a minute, hold it.
At the racetrack.
So you guys are out in your car.
We're in my car.
And you plug you can plug the mm-hmm. breast pump into your...
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't want to go out there by herself, so I sat with her, and I was drinking, and she was pumping, and then she dumped in the parking lot, and then we had to...
So there's a lot of similarities to, milk production in a human than it is in a cow. Uh-huh. So I actually knew a lot going into it just from our dairy farmers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to buy your milk? You don't, like... go out to the warehouse and grab milk from... don't you guys have a big milk warehouse over there at the Dairy Association?
No, we actually just go to the grocery store. So, yeah.
Like a milk bank? Is there a milk bank?
I know if I need anything electronic or any music, I just steal it from the station. I don't know what the problem is.
We don't have that. Most of it is. It's local. All the milk that you could buy on the grocery store shelves here in Indiana, since we're in a surplus state, comes from Indiana dairy farmers.
Wait a
minute. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's local. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So.
What did that mean? A surplus state? Oh, surplus?
Well, we have a lot of milk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's our major export.
Yeah, right.
We export to all states but Ohio. We don't like Ohio.
Is that right?
That's exactly right. I'm kidding you if you're from Ohio.
Is there such a thing as too much milk? You said the surplus. Is it too much?
Never. There can never be ever too much milk.
Okay,
yes,
that's what I was thinking.
So... I got a big fancy KitchenAid mixer.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. I hadn't had one before.
You are amazing. I need your own cooking show.
Oh, thanks.
You are her Instagram pictures, and she's a great cook. You should have a sidebar of the chicken.
I should.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
I can do stuff with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, because I use lots of dairy fat.
It's pretty. I can never cook like that.
Throw it up on YouTube, and yeah.
But I got one of those big KitchenAid mixers, and I didn't. And I used to have, and I still have, because I just can't part with my Sunbeam mixer that's 20 years old. But so I went to make whipped cream with whipping cream, pulled it in, walked away, came back, had butter.
Oh,
left
wow.
Left it whipping too long.
How long was that?
like
an hour?
I don't know. No, because it's just such a
it's such
a powerful mixer. Yeah, I didn't know that. So now I have buttermilk and butter.
Nice.
I know. So we had biscuits with fresh butter.
With your old mixer, it would take...
It would take 12 minutes.
Twice the time.
12 minutes for butter, yeah.
Have you ever drank buttermilk before?
I haven't, but they say it's very good.
Actually, this is weird. In college, I had a roommate who liked buttermilk, and mm-hmm. she put salt and pepper in it and eat it with a spoon, and I used to do that, too. It's kind of weird. It's like sour cream.
I've drank buttermilk ranch dressing. Does that count? Is that the same?
Exactly the same.
Right. I put ranch dressing in my cottage cheese. Kicks it up a little bit. I also put Kahlua in my buttermilk.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Really?
Maybe
I might have a problem. No.
I know.
Well, maybe.
I remember we went on a diet in college and we chopped up radishes and we closed our eyes and pretended that they were potato chips. Because there was a big fraternity party that week, so we were like, we didn't want to eat. We had to lose what, yeah.
Did it work?
No.
Were you a little, a little sister to a fraternity?
No, I wasn't in a sorority.
You weren't in a sorority?
No, but my roommate was, so I just hung out with her.
Yeah.
I just got to go to all those parties.
I did the same.
Yeah,
I just went
with her.
And you went to Ball State, too.
I did.
Yeah, me, too.
You went to Ball State too?
Yeah.
You ever go to Dill Street?
I did, yeah.
She worked at Dill Street.
Oh, yeah. at Penny Pictures, didn't they, Wednesday night?
That was me, and then I would drive to the radio station after I got off work at 3.
Well, that was the place to work, so you were kind of like a big deal at
Ball
State.
Yeah.
Because then there was...
Not like now. No, not like now. Right.
Because they had the chug and everything like that, but Dill Street was the upper.
Yeah, Dill Street, and I worked at the locker room during the day. I don't know if I really made it to class, to be honest. It's not like I was very busy. Too busy.
Between
to class.
Your two jobs and your internship at the radio station, when did you? Yeah, when did you go to class?
I had.
Are you missing?
That's not important.
What are you missing to graduate?
How's that milkshake?
It's really good.
Jenny, isn't it time? Don't you pass out milk at some run? Am I remembering that right?
We do.
Yeah.
But wait,
when
we,
is that? Is that coming up?
Whoa. During while they're running?
No, at the end.
At the end. Okay. Yeah. Chocolate milk is really good for you.
Yeah. So it's good for
recovery. Wait a minute. Why are you singling out chocolate milk? Do you just like chocolate milk?
No, it's true.
It's true.
Telling Jeff, you're the runner.
It's because of the extra carbohydrates from the flavoring, the chocolate flavoring, give it the right ratio. So the 4-to-1 ratio, carb to protein.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Jenny, but to your left is sitting the number one consumer of chocolate milk in Central Indiana. No, it's her. Don't you love chocolate milk?
I do love chocolate
milk. I mean, it is very good.
I love chocolate milk.
Are you sure it's 4-to-1 and not 6-to-1 ratio?
I'm
just doing
the
math in my head right now.
Okay,
all right. I think you are right.
Well, I have a calculator. I can check it. But yeah, so it has electrolytes and water. But no, we do that. We do at the mini marathon and just really a triathlon. So it's a nice recovery beverage afterwards. So.
And it's all free. You just...
Well, we do. We work with Prairie Farms and also Dean's and different providers here that we hand out chocolate milk afterwards.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We did Nesquik. I really have a sense of pride because I felt like that was the first thing I could make by myself.
Yeah. I was like, and did you get yelled at by how much chocolate milk you actually put in there?
I got more yelled at all of the dry chocolate powder that was everywhere.
Oh, okay, so the powder. Yeah,
And then the liquid syrup.
I never got that to work.
We had the can. Do you have a can? We had Hershey's can.
And
you had to pump both sides.
Then it always kind of drizzled everywhere.
With a church key, you had to open it and then dump it into it. I never got
it
to mix right.
I was making some for my little brother, and the next thing you know, I'm pouring it in his mouth, and it's just,
Well, I had an older brother, and they would always say, like, they give me something like ice cream and say that, tried ketchup and Bacos on it. So we had Bacos back then. Do you remember Bacos?
Yeah.
I just said it and I was like, what is Bacos? Yeah. And so they convinced me that I would taste each one separately, the ketchup and everything. So they did this to me. I was really stupid. So I tried cat food. So yes, we've had all kinds of different things. So older brothers kind of ruin you.
How is cat food?
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's
not.
On a dare from some little girls in the neighborhood the other day, ate some dog food, and it wasn't. It smelled okay.
Was it hard or soft?
It was
soft?
Hard.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The kibble? You mean the dry food?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a cracker.
Wait a minute. What am I saying?
It was terrible.
No.
I ate.
I felt bad.
We ate dog food on the show one morning.
Yeah, it was like chicken, salmon, and something else. Yeah.
Like the soft kind. Is that the soft or the
hard? Theirs was kibble. Yeah,
kibble,
hard kibble.
The crunchy nugget stuff. Yeah, it wasn't good.
I bet it tastes good on ice cream.
You think?
What doesn't taste good on
That's
ice cream?
True.
That's very true.
Oh, speaking of, I have strawberry. I
you know what it
yet.
Would taste? You know,
yeah.
If you put ranch dressing on dog food, I bet that would be good.
What is that?
Okay, so this.
Those egg rolls?
This was second place in the signature food.
How long have
food.
Been sitting there?
It's still warm, so it's good.
No, I mean, I didn't see it.
Yeah, Brooke just got it, and she drove the limo golf cart to go get it.
We do have a very nice golf cart this year. It's amazing.
The bison egg roll. It was second in the signature food contest. I'm not sure what's in it.
It looks like there's some sriracha.
Bison.
What is that?
It looks like some sweet
sour sauce.
Okay,
I think some, like,
give it to Vibbert.
Vegetables.
He'll eat it.
Give it to Vibbert. He'll eat anything.
Oh, man, that milkshake's good.
So for the year, bicentennial year, that's they do a lot of bison theme.
Oh, I get
it.
Is Jason still not eating things? No.
He's a very busy man.
Okay. Here.
Here.
Both these are for me?
Try a big bite of that.
You have to share.
I'm just still impressed that they
have you
shared
had a chance
spoons.
To have you had a chance to walk around the fair as a spectator, or you're just
I
been
did actually. We took Reed,
Charles,
A.K.A. Charles, and my parents, his grandparents, and my husband. We walked around and really didn't do much.
Oh,
because,
I saw
the
Instagram. Yeah, on that. Yeah.
So he's 4 months, so we just kind of took pictures and posed him in different places. So what do you
really
think?
Really good.
Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody once told me if the child's not like 2 years old.
They don't
older.
Remember.
Yeah. It's so, like kind of like taking a bowling ball somewhere. It's like
I kind of feel like that a little bit.
Yeah, hold him up and look
but
at
he'll
the.
He'll remember the through the pictures. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
pictures.
And you can tell stories like, oh, look, we went to Disney World. Mm-hmm. Look at this wonderful picture and just put them in there.
Yeah.
When my mom was pregnant with me, they took me to Disney World. I've never been back since.
No,
so,
you haven't?
Yeah. Nope.
Well, technically, you.
Technically, I've been there. And I think it was cooler in her womb than it was outside. It was like 100 degrees.
So your brother got to go to Disney.
My brother got to go, yeah.
So, but they just say not to take you back.
How much older is your brother? 2 years?
How old am I? I'm going to be just 4 years.
Jeff's birthday is on Friday.
Yeah.
Yay.
What do you want
He'll
for your birthday?
He'll be 26 on the 26th.
Boy.
World peace, you know.
Short of that.
Oh, just booze. Lots of booze.
I was going to say a case of beer.
How old are you going to be? 17? You're going to be 17?
20, it's his golden birthday. 18. He's 26 on the 26th.
Oh,
yeah, that is
right.
Nice.
You know, that's my dog's birthday, too.
Yeah, Monkey and I share the same birthday.
Monkey's birthday is August 26th.
Aww.
We'll celebrate together. We'll go out.
Jess does not care for Monkey.
She'll get us kicked out of the bar, but Monkey's like 30 now, right? Technically, in dog years?
Did you know that dogs, it's not like the seven-year thing. It's like the first year is like 10 years, and the second year is like 6 years, and then the third year is like 4 years. I mean, but
it
averages out.
It averages out. I saw the other day my dog is 72.
Aw, yeah.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
She's 72, and she acts 72.
Yeah.
Hangs out at Bob Evans a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Likes to eat dinner at 4. I'm not joking about that. When the kid's off the bus, she comes and stands by the bowl, and she's
I need to get one of those. I need to get one of those cool bowls like you have for my dog.
The raised,
it's elevated.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you have a dog?
I have two dogs.
You have two dogs?
Oscar, who's 14, and we're doing
Oscar
dog
Charles,
years. Yes.
Right?
And then also Gunther, who is then
63. Oh, they're pugs, right?
Puggle, and one's just a rescue. I'm not sure what he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do they misbehave a lot? Because Monkey's going to start. Being corrected on a professional level there very soon. Very soon. She has to go to school.
They both went. That doesn't help.
She has a little bit too much of the golden retriever trait that she loves everyone and will not leave you alone unless you pet her, and then she starts whining. I don't know where she picked up this whining.
I know. It's really weird. She doesn't get enough attention, then she whines.
She loves too much. Bless her heart.
Aww.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, bless her
heart. What does the world need? Love.
Love.
Well, of course.
No. Is all it needs.
You get a little degree whenever they graduate. Are you going to frame it and put it above your mantle? Or
I don't know why not.
Put it
that
in
sounds
the studio.
Like a great idea.
I think you better make her wear it. Like those, so everybody knows.
Yeah.
Or remind her.
The first class is one. I don't even take the dog to the first class, and it's 2 hours.
Oh, so you get,
just you.
So it's you that are that's getting the training. Wow, that's interesting.
I think it's more me getting the training than Monkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I might be the problem since both dogs don't behave, and they've both been through training and it didn't work. So
early on, Monkey was scared.
You gotta reinforce, guys.
Yeah.
I guess Monkey must have been scared by something early on, but she's scared of everything except thunderstorms. And by everything, I mean if I go to the door and a box is delivered, the patio umbrella. If I get something out of the refrigerator too quickly, she gets upset.
What is this?
Oh, this is a raisin thing?
Ooh, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Monster
that's
on raisin.
Good.
It is. It's so good.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't have ever.
I did.
Tomorrow's
like
the
it?
Last day. Tomorrow's the last day for the fair.
Last day for the fair. So 17 days. And next
this is like your Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
This is a lot.
It's a lot. Now, I'm not there as much as Michelle, our dairy bar manager, who's a chef who comes up with some of our new grilled cheeses and everything. So,
no kidding.
Yeah.
Huh.
She's a chef.
Where is she?
She's working in the dairy bar. We can...
Doing chef stuff.
That's doing chef stuff, yeah.
Maybe she and I should collaborate.
Yeah.
We should. That'd
she
be
does
fun.
A lot of cooking demos and things
collaborate.
Like that.
Collaborate.
Yeah.
Listen.
She used to be a caterer. Yeah.
Oh,
those are the only lyrics I know, too. Stop collaborating.
Yeah.
What's your favorite rap song? Go. Quick, Jason's not here. It can be Drake.
Oh, yeah, Drake. Anything Drake.
All
I was listening
Drake.
To Drake in the new car. Oh, getting so hyped.
Yep. Wiz Khalifa.
Really?
Roll up, because he's reasonable.
Oh, yeah, he does love the sleeves.
I'll be there shortly. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you call me...
I'll be there shortly.
I'm going to be there shortly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like Wiz Khalifa?
Oh, I love it, yeah.
And I think he might have a... I think he might be smoking pot.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. He seems like a good guy.
Holy moly, what are those?
I know what they are. They're deep fried Oreos.
Those aren't at the Dairy Bar. Did you break the weather to go out there?
Brooke Schultz is our PR person, and she's out there. It is storming out, and she just brought some deep fried Oreos.
Does anyone call her Schultzy? I think they should.
I don't.
No?
I feel like maybe.
I have a confession to make. I've never had anything deep fried from the fair. Twinkie.
Okay, now wait a minute. Hold it.
What do you usually
time out.
Get,
That's
then.
Not surprising. He also puked after he drank a Sprite.
This
a
is absolutely
times.
A
okay,
true story.
So.
He's got the most delicate constitution other than alcohol.
Yeah.
He can throw back some booze.
But maybe that's the problem.
No,
that
but morning,
a problem. Yeah.
I was on Chick's back porch.
Yep.
And he comes back and he's...
Oh, breathing
I was
heavy.
Like, what's wrong? I'm going to throw up. I was like, what did you drink? I had a Sprite.
I've never had a whole Sprite until...
How fast did you drink it?
Well, I was trying to stay awake because I was
really
tired.
I'm not good with carbonation. And you drank a Sprite that has no caffeine in it.
No caffeine
that's
in
what you
Sprite.
Drink to stay awake.
That's what people, yeah. And that's what people drink when they have an upset stomach.
That's what someone said, yeah. Was that you? Yeah,
don't take this the wrong way. But what the hell's wrong with you? Okay?
I wasn't thinking.
He was raised by a dentist.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to try my first deep fried thing.
Oh, wow. That looks good. Mm. Yeah. His eyes just got really big, and
I'm
he
hooked
talk.
On deep fried food.
This is how it happens. 6 months later,
the next fair here.
Jeff,
he's like this.
Are you going to get fat? Jeff might get fat.
Can't go to any weddings.
So this is an Oreo with dipped in funnel cake.
Pretty much, it looks
hot
like a yeah
oil,
like a donut around an Oreo with some powdered sugar on it.
Oh, this is really good.
Oh
did
my
you want
God.
One of these? Did you have some? Oh, you're a meal behind.
I am. I just had the bison egg roll. What's your favorite thing at the fair, Jenny, other than the Dairy Bar?
Other than, actually, something I had the other day, I found, I don't know, I know this is Main Street, but down there by Hook's Drugstore is Island Noodles.
Yeah.
And they chop up the vegetables fresh there, and they do teriyaki chicken and some noodles, and it's really good. So,
that does sound good.
Yeah, so that's good.
Oh, is that on a stick?
It is not on a stick. It's in a box.
Well, it's a fair food, Jenny. What fair food do you like? Teriyaki noodles aren't fair
food.
All
right. I do like the pork tent and the beef.
She likes the pork tent.
I had a ribeye sandwich the other day, and it was delicious.
So those are my go-to, probably, pork tent.
That ribeye, did it have the bone in?
No, it was bone out. It was a sandwich.
She liked the bone.
No, okay. It was. I like gyros.
Oh, they're so good.
You like gyros?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you went.
The dressing they put on it?
Jeff had a really bad experience the other day. He went to a place. It was called PETA.
PETA Land.
PETA Land, which he thought it was like PETA Pit. It wasn't.
Exact opposite.
Exact opposite.
How is it opposite?
What business do they have if it's calling it PETA Land?
They didn't even have a PETA. There were no PETAs on the menu.
What?
Unless technically
is a guy's name PETA that owns it?
Maybe.
Like PETA, like off of a...
I don't
Hunger
understand.
Games? Yes. Yeah. Oh, we're on the same page here.
Okay.
Have you been on the Ferris wheel yet?
No.
No?
No.
Are you planning on doing that last day?
I would do the Ferris wheel, and that's probably it, because I get really bad motion sickness. Actually...
I don't know why that's funny.
In third grade, I went to the Madison County Fair by myself. My mom just, took me to the fair. I got
And dropped
on,
you off?
Dropped me off. No, she was there. I got on the scrambler, and I...
You got scrambled.
...sicked on everyone on the
Jenny?
Fair.
Jenny?
Oh, no.
Everybody.
Jenny, the
they
one and only
it.
Time I vomited at a fair situation was on the scrambler.
Too much Sprite.
It might have been
and I had too much Sprite. And there
It'll
you
happen. It'll
right
get you
there.
Every time.
I rode... the roller coaster.
What's the scariest thing to ride here?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I rode the worm roller coaster.
That's not a roller coaster. That's a baby roller coaster.
Addie will tell you that I was very scared and she thought it was funny. And I rode the hot air balloons backwards, and I did almost get sick. Oh. I didn't know that I was facing the way that it goes backwards.
Oh.
Addie loved it. Yeah, I didn't. We rode some rides. We did some stuff.
I can't do it anymore. I'm probably even worse now that I'm older.
Well, and you've been pregnant, too.
You know what?
Your entire metabolism changes after you've been pregnant.
I get car sick in the car wash. I get motion sick in the car wash.
Do you?
I don't know what it is, but I can't look at my, like, I have to, like, concentrate on a spot and get through the car wash.
Also, a little known
so
fact
about...
So you
just kind of black out.
I do, because I'm just like, oh, I could check email and I could erase stuff, and I'm like, all right, pay attention.
If Jess is in a passenger in a car more than 5 minutes, well, that's not true. As soon as you put the key into the ignition, she falls asleep.
I feel like that's part of, like, some kind of motion sickness.
You think it is?
I do, too. Yeah. Because I always feel kind of gross when I wake up.
Yeah, we were on a plane recently, and and I was dozing off, and Addie said, "We're almost home." Like, I think she heard the guy come over and say, the pilot, you know, the dude, the one that flies the plane.
I know he's there with you.
Yeah, she was like, "We're almost home." Yeah, I did. I fell asleep for a little bit. We got beef.
Oh, I see it.
You got the beef.
Here.
Give him the beef. Is this like roast beef?
This is the brisket sandwich.
So this was the second runner-up for the signature food contest.
Okay, wait a minute. The first one was the bison.
So this was the second one. So yeah, this got second place. This got third.
Mm. Well, what was first place?
It's like a pork chop, a deep fried pork chop on
a. Is that a real thing?
Yeah. We'll get it if it stops raining. Brooke looks a little... look at it outside right now. It's a little bit...
Brooke almost drowned getting us.
Can we have a round of applause for Jenny and everybody for taking care of us and making sure that you and us didn't have to sit in the rain today?
Yes, this was a great idea.
Good.
Thank you. And thank you for this food.
Yes.
Yeah, so, it's not like you're giving grace there for a second.
Amen.
Thank you for this food.
Yes. Bless the cows.
For you regular listeners, and if you're not a regular listener, what the hell's wrong with you? Jason is here, but he's been running around, so he hasn't had a chance to talk yet. If you'd like to say hello, sir.
I don't need to talk. You guys are having a good time.
All right.
You know, we have been having a pretty good time without Jason.
Really?
Yeah. This is what I do.
Should I try the do-rag on? Or what do they call this? The buff?
Is this a buff?
I think it's a bandana. I like it. Why is it called a fandana? It's a bandana mixed with what's the F?
Love it.
What the F? What?
I don't know.
Well, there's directions on the bag.
Coming in
this
hot.
This is no good. What the hell is that?
I think it has a multifunctional seamless wear.
I feel like you would be good at, like...
Is this the way you wear it?
Trying to wear it different ways. So you can wear it that way.
You tell me if this looks stupid, right?
No, it looks beautiful.
Hey, okay.
Pull it down and do a cowboy.
So
do a cowboy face.
So what this is kind of like a tube sock without both ends are open. I don't know. It's like a bandana that's already wrapped. Robert
okay, Bang. All I'm saying is the Dairy Bar sold how many grilled cheeses?
We did 40,000 and 70,000 shakes.
Okay, so that money's somewhere. I say I go in.
Yes.
Deb's
and
going,
no one will ever know with your cow print bandana.
It's supposed to look like this? Is that...
Yeah. Well, you
on the back of the wrapper, there's a bunch of things you can do with it.
Is there suggested wearing on the back of the...
Neckerchief is the first suggested wear.
The neckerchief. Yeah.
A neckerchief?
Yeah, it gets hot out there.
Can just, like,
does anyone use the term neck anymore?
It?
You know, let's go to my car and we'll neck.
Go on the Ferris wheel and neck.
So this could be this accessory.
Oh, there are little pictures.
This is like a Rambo one.
And this is available at the Dairy Bar? You can buy these? Or where did I get these?
You can't.
I can't?
You have to work there.
She says it looks cute.
Oh, that looks,
Yeah,
that looks...
Like that?
That's cute.
Well...
You can do a little, like, headband or, like, a little hair tie.
This is going to be so good in the yard, garden.
In my 58 years, I've never gotten a bad haircut until this haircut that I'm wearing here.
What's
and,
wrong with
so I'm, it's way too short. And so I might wear this for the rest of our broadcast. Is that all right? Uh-huh. Are you used to this yet?
I love this because when you have to tie a bandana, you don't have to tie this.
Right.
So it's not going to slip off and I don't have to retie it while I'm outside in the yard.
There you go.
I'm very excited.
You look real cute.
Do you like it?
You did your hair and now you just put a sock over it.
Okay. I was halfway through blow drying my hair and I thought, why?
Yeah, it's
going
to rain. I did my hair too.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah. And Jeff did his too. So.
I did. I am.
You're doing the neckerchief, huh?
I'm going neckerchief, yeah. It feels really good. It's a good feel. I think I'm going to do neckerchiefs more.
I feel like that's a very hipster thing that you're doing.
I think
right
it's
there.
My look. I think it's what I've been missing.
I feel like it's a 78-year-old woman look. Like, you know, where they just kind of very, like, classy, where
like
they just
tie it.
Tie it very, like, wait. I can never pull it off.
I know. It's just all of a sudden they think they're a flight attendant. Like, yeah, they're just like, you hit, like, it's it's my 60th birthday. Okay.
With, like, a brooch? I could wear a brooch, right?
You wear a brooch?
I've never worn a brooch before.
I don't. Put a big brooch
I did to the IRT when I was little because I thought, oh, that seems appropriate.
Seems
I was in middle school. We were taking a field trip to the IRT. I was like, brooch. Yes.
Brooch.
That's what's going to bring this outfit together.
Like the heart of the sea or something, right, from Titanic?
No, I think it was like, they call them cameos.
Yeah, that's right there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, that's what I wore.
Jenny, I have a question. Are these
neckerchiefs? Oh, you want to talk now?
Yeah,
huh?
I do. Are these dairy-free neckerchiefs?
No, they're full of dairy. They're actually made with milk. No, I don't.
So if you are lactose intolerant, you can still wear them.
You can. And
how
actually,
dare you say something about that?
And bringing up lactose intolerance, did you know that you can still have milk if you're lactose intolerant? There's actually lactose-free milk.
There is.
Yes. So,
and that's what I learned about ghee, that when you boil butter to make ghee, it removes whatever it is that's in the dairy that you may have be intolerant to, and then you can still have butter. All the benefits of butter. I get really excited when we talk about butter. I save the meat, don't worry.
Oh my god.
How is that brisket?
That, that is so tender.
Look, Chick's really cool.
He's got
it
the
off.
Neckerchief.
And his glasses.
So anyway.
Getting food everywhere.
I feel like I'm in the Old West having a brisket sandwich with my neckerchief tied around my neck.
Oh, you could also wear it as a bracelet.
Ooh.
It's called the wrist band.
The wrist band?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how many?
This is, it's a lot.
How many different groups?
Like 15, 16, 17?
6, 8.
How many different groups have helped
10.
Out at the dairy bar?
They have it around the... there's about two each day. I know there's ones that help with ice cream that's smaller, and then there's also groups that help throughout the day, and they bring up to 40 volunteers a day. So that could be anywhere from high school athletics or high school bands, churches.
And how does it work? Do they get portions?
They get a portion of the proceeds. So they get a donation, and it goes to the – so, again, if it was athletics, then they get either money for a trip or money for a uniform or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah,
I feel like we're not. I feel like we're not drinking enough.
Jason and I just accidentally almost kissed.
Well, you already shared your ice cream with Chick, so
that
it was
would have been amazing.
Now I want to know who the most famous person was dipping ice cream the past couple weeks.
Well, I don't know if you can
because Chick wasn't
that.
There. But
Chick
in your mind,
wasn't.
You know what? I'm asked every year. Well. Not every year. It finally started with the ice cream sundae thing down on the circle. I get asked to do that only because you were asked first.
She was raising a baby.
I came back, and then I get a text. I'm like, am I in or not? Did I do something wrong? But no, you're always invited.
Whatever.
Yes.
But we should go over there and make. But don't you have wheels that put butter on the bread and everything?
Yeah, a butter wheel.
It's badass over there.
I know it sounds silly, but that's my most favorite thing. This is my most favorite thing. My next favorite thing is when you get to use the bathroom in the dairy bar and you get to see, it's like behind the curtain. You get to see all the fun
it's
things
a very,
they do.
Yes, and it's very that, clean bathroom because it's
one,
a very clean facility.
You have that
it
one
is.
Cow up on a and you're milking that cow. And,
yeah.
And that's how fresh it is
that's
over
how,
there.
Can we, after fresh. You pasteurize it.
Can we?
So the most famous person, back to... just today we had the two chicks and a hammer off the HGTV. So they,
oh, they're over there?
Yeah,
okay.
They were the celebrity servers today. So that, I would say that was the most unique celebrity server that we've had.
That's fun.
Can we talk about the butter wheel some more?
Yeah.
I'm really interested about that. What are the qualifications to operate the butter wheel?
Well, you got to be checked out on it. I don't think you can just go and grab it and go.
Yeah, hold on.
I don't think.
Yeah.
You have to...
Wait
a minute, Jess, did you just take your straw from your milkshake and dunk it in your beer? Is that what happened? Okay, you need to send me that picture, Jenny.
Okay.
Best of both worlds.
Is there
like a butter wheel inspector? Is there a guy that goes around checking butter wheels?
So Michelle, I would say, is our inspector.
Okay.
So yeah, she would
inspect.
She
runs a tight ship over there.
Yes, she is. She's, it's kind of like, you have Hell's Kitchen, it's kind of like that over there, yeah.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
intense. So she inspects the butter wheel. There has to be enough butter. They have to microwave the butter. They put it in there. It has to be three, like, swipes on each side of the bread.
Yeah. What happens if it's two or
It's not going to be. Four might be okay. Two, you're just not going to have a great grilled
cheese.
Let me
tell you something. Yeah. It only happens once.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you're out.
Then you're
out. Off the wheel.
And then they actually refrigerate their grilled cheese because she says that makes for a crisper grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. If the butter is actually cold and solid, and then they put the sandwich already made when it's refrigerated, the butter's hard, and they put it on the griller.
On the grill like
that. So they make them, refrigerate them, and then they pull them out to make them.
Have you guys ever thought about just having a bunch of grandmas volunteer over there? Because my grandma made the best grilled cheese.
Everybody's grandma.
So you just have like 40 grandmas in there.
We actually had a Dairy Bar worker yesterday that turned 96 years old.
Oh, bless her heart.
It's a lot of grilled cheese experience.
Yeah. That is a lot of grilled cheese experience.
So
I wonder where I'll be when I'm 96.
You know,
other than 30 years dead, I mean, but
you will have this bandana and you'll be working at the Dairy Bar. Mm-hmm.
I am a really good grilled cheese maker until it's time for me to make my grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm not kidding. I'll make everybody else's grilled cheese, and then I make mine. It's crap.
Well, isn't there something about cooking your own meal? I mean,
yeah.
It almost tastes better if someone cooks it for you, right?
Really?
Isn't that right? Yeah, I think so.
Sometimes. I would like to come to your house, and you
come to my
cook,
house?
And
I'll
then
cook
I, yeah.
Yeah.
I, if I cooked that, it would not taste
oh,
as good.
Oh, come on
your,
over.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it does taste terrible, but I still take a picture of it because it's pretty.
You know what we should do?
It actually makes me tired to think of how much work.
We should have
your meal.
We should have like
the butter wheel.
Let's get a picture of Jeff and the butter wheel. We should have like a cookout or something in a slow month for you. You guys have a slow month at the Dairy Association?
Yeah,
like,
a little break after winter.
In winter? Yeah. We should have a cookout during the winter. The coldest, okay. It'd be like the polar bear
Maybe
club.
We could have it in here.
But we could come in here and we could... Wait a minute, not so
no,
fast.
No, you don't do it like that.
No.
You're messing slow? It up,
no,
Jeff.
It's the...
Like if you had a...
You have to just, do the
it's
slow...
It's a piece of bread at a time. It's one piece of bread.
See, I'm already kicked off the butter wheel.
Yeah,
I can't.
I feel like...
Get that kid out of there.
But I didn't have a class. There has to be a class. Someone has to...
Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, so imagine there's butter.
And you've got a whole piece of bread, so you've got two hands.
Yeah.
Does anyone ever just run in their face?
Does anyone ever put their face down on the butter wheel and just...
How do you get the butter wheel clean? My goodness. Yeah. It seems like there'd be butter all in it all
the
time.
Well, we dump out the butter and then we wash it.
That's spotless.
You guys watch Chick because we got a really nice waffle iron at the station one time and he took off with it. So keep track of your butter wheel.
No. Yeah.
How much does the butter wheel cost?
I bet we could go to Atlas Food Supply.
$23.
Are you being serious? No. I have no idea.
I'd pay $40.
I know what I'm getting Jeff for his birthday.
A butter wheel.
I have a question about butter.
It's actually close. It's $22.49.
Wow,
was close.
You should be on the Price is Right.
Who said that? Did you?
I don't
did
know
you, nail
you went
it?
Over.
I did.
Oh, you did. You did go over though.
But there's also one that's a little bit more intense. That's $74. So.
Let me see that.
That looks like. I wonder what happens if you punch in butter wheel into Amazon. What comes up?
Oh, it's one of those Neem Coast butter spreaders. That's serious business.
So maybe next year. Since we probably sold a record number of grilled cheeses this year with the smoking hot that's sold out. So after you hear this podcast, you can't get
it. Can't you make more smoking hots? I mean,
no. You have to have the cheese. That is a sriracha-infused cheese.
It's specially made just for the Dairy Bar, and so we can't get it anymore, I guess.
Like if you tried a little harder, possibly.
I know.
I'm kidding. Am I that good an actor?
I want to be buried in my fan bandana. This is really comfortable. No, I have a question about. I have a question about butter.
Okay.
My roommate would keep butter in a little plate on the stove.
Oh, I know.
And it would melt and congeal. I don't know if there's.
And they just never refrigerate it.
No,
okay,
ever.
So we're kind of split about this. Oh. Like one in our household and some people in our office. I refrigerate the butter.
Yes.
But some people, they're still okay. They haven't perished yet or anything, and they keep it out. So I say refrigerate it. Other people leave it out for everyone.
I keep
microbes to enjoy.
You keep yours out?
I keep my. I have.
Deb,
I have the butter.
Keep yours?
out.
Okay.
Out.
Okay.
See?
So
out. It's not like I leave it in the windowsill, and I don't leave it on the stove.
We should call
but
this.
But I do leave it out.
But, like, if someone comes over and they see that, it's gross. They're judging you.
No, I'm not. I'm going, look, you know what? I've got this really fresh banana loaf and this room temperature butter. Yeah. Who's your new best friend?
But at least you're using the butter. He never used the butter.
No. We got to, yep.
Ever.
But.
So he's trying to look hip?
How about?
Yeah. I think so. Like, he.
What about bacon grease?
No. Huh? Leave it out?
Oh, the white trash memories.
No, don't
right
say
here.
That. That's not true.
No, it, at no. My house.
It's just old memories.
And as a kid, thank you, Jenny.
Okay.
As a kid, we would have a coffee cup full of.
A coffee
of,
can or cup.
Oh. A cup.
Oh, we had a coffee can.
Of bacon grease. And when you fried bacon, you dumped it, yeah. And it would harden overnight, and you'd use it. I mean, you'd use it, like, forever. I mean, it was fine.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody got sick. I mean, physically sick.
Ours was a coffee tin, and you dip out what you needed.
And you just left it out?
Yeah, it just always set out.
No, it probably helped.
We also had a Fry Daddy on our on our countertop all the time. And if it wasn't for it breaking, it just stopped working, probably because we used it every day. It'd probably still be there. But and I don't know if they ever switched the grease.
What was the most?
Everything from Schwann's.
Schwann's.
That's
yes.
everything
I had
from
onion
Schwann's.
I remember you had talked about Schwann's before on the podcast, and I mm-hmm. have that same memory. Like
oh,
the
yeah.
onion rings with the onion, like
the
came
mozzarella
in, so.
Sticks, French yeah. fries. Oh, yeah. My dad would leave a blank check on the day the Schwann man would come, and it was like Christmas. Oh, my gosh. Mm. Yeah. That's how I learned to write a check, actually.
There you go. Yeah. Schwann's. Thank you, yeah. Schwann.
Thank you, Dino. Dino was my Schwann guy.
Okay.
Ice cream and egg rolls are what we got from the
That's
Schwann.
That's what you got, yeah.
Very random combination.
Huh.
But very good.
Yeah.
You
very
can
good.
Still, you can still, Schwann's is still in business, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I need to try that.
I assume. I think I don't think they come around the neighborhood like they used
no.
to, but you call and they'll show up.
No, the guy, I remember the Schwann's truck across the street one night because I
uh-huh.
texted you about it. Yeah.
Yep.
The Schwann's truck's here.
There was a guy that came to my house one time selling steaks out of his.
Yeah,
out of his trunk.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was like, "Yeah, sure, come in."
Did you
steaks
buy it?
Steaks all over the foyer, and I'm just like,
Is that?
And
weird
then my
then?
Dad came
no.
home, and he was like, "Get
yeah.
out, get
I
out."
I feel like that's like, when you just go to like the grocery store, and then like maybe
you would. I don't know.
I don't know how that happens.
That,
yeah,
you just,
how about
you
this?
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna
start doing it. See how many people
yeah.
actually buy.
And he had like an old Cadillac.
Food from your trunk.
You yeah. know, like you can order Omaha steaks or whatever, and you got.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that with milk?
You
like
do.
Milk of the Month Club or something? You could send people milk.
That yeah, you could do that. Or you could go to the grocery store.
And there's a milkman. There's companies
there's
that deliver milk.
Yeah, they can do that. There's
Are there still milkmen?
Oh, yeah.
They brought it back a little bit. Uh-huh.
There's we have a lot of people in our neighborhood that have the coolers that sit out on their porch, mm-hmm. and the milkman comes and drops their milk off
yeah.
every week.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of everything for anybody that,
right.
if you want.
Milk in glass. That's
yeah.
a big. That's what this guy's about.
My when grandpa was a milkman.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's in your genes.
That's
I know.
Crazy.
And I know. My grandma was so proud, and I forgot he was Aww. Even. I'm like, yes, that's why I'm in
exactly,
dairy.
Exactly. That's why.
That's exactly why.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your grandpa's right here.
In spirit.
In spirit.
Okay,
he's with
I'm
you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a surprise for you, Jenny.
Our surprise.
Come on out here, Grandpa.
Grandpa, you have a fandana. Oh my gosh.
We have been talking a lot about that on the podcast recently, past lives and
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
a parallel plane and mm-hmm. Weird dimensions and
all those things,
all sorts of scary stuff.
Yeah.
It's not scary. Don't say that it's scary. It makes it scary if you say it's scary.
Maybe it's nice.
Every movie I've seen, they don't come in and have a picnic. They come in and with a hatchet and start.
Well, then that's their fault.
Right.
You know what? I did go over to the. I pet the baby. This is what I said. I said, let's pet the baby veal. That's what I said.
What?
I just not thinking like it came to, and I was like, no, no, no. And Max is like, no, that's a steak. And I was like, eh. Like he,
right.
it didn't register that that's what that was.
But it might not be.
It might.
But,
it
yes.
wasn't with that. That's why I said,
right,
I was like,
right,
no,
right,
no, no,
right,
no,
right.
These are baby dairy cows.
Whoever,
right?
Who,
right, right.
whoever came up with the word veal
yeah.
is a genius. Because mm-hmm. you'll order veal, but you won't order baby cow parmesan. You wouldn't have that. No.
Oh, wait a minute. It's all coming back to me how that works. never mind. Let's skip it. But I did pet the baby cows.
That's good.
Yes.
Do you guys remember when you milked the cow?
I did, and I walked over there, and I did. I have a selfie on my phone of me, and she's getting milked. She doesn't look happy.
And Steve. Yeah, yes. Steve, the guy.
Oh, that
yeah,
was...
Yeah.
That
no,
was,
I was taking her picture. I didn't ask her first. She was getting
four,
milked.
Was that 4 years ago?
Three.
You milked the cow?
It was a year before last.
Second, yeah. The second
wow.
year.
Yeah, but yeah. we were... yeah, we stood around, and we watched, and...
Maybe that's the next thing.
Some of those cows are so...
Engorged
like, they're
with
so
milk?
Big. No.
Oh.
I mean,
just,
some
yeah.
are pregnant.
And when I first started at the Dairy Association, I didn't know anything about dairy. Mm-hmm. I knew stuff about being a dietitian.
Other
and
than your grandmother. You're a registered dietitian.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, not about, like, the cow part.
Right.
But you see how they're, like, built, and they have the bone structure. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that that's the healthy cow. So
yeah.
they were built like that. They
You're supposed to see, you know, their vertebrae and all the,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And there's a whole science to it. Which
and
I,
their
I,
ribs.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because at first you look and you go, oh,
yeah.
But no, that's what that is. Because as
absolutely.
Long as they, and their coats are beautiful,
yeah.
they are so sweet. And
yeah.
I had never been around a calf.
Yeah.
I hadn't. It was, there was,
oh, they're so
and they're,
sweet.
Yeah, they're so docile.
Yeah.
Like they just laid there and a bunch of kids petting them. And I think one of them got cotton candy in his hair. But other than that, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know about how much time you want to spend around.
Could you be a farmer?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably.
You think you would be?
I don't know. It's kind
cows?
Of a, isn't it kind of a solitary activity? I mean, right?
I mean, you're
I know, I know it's kind
of
dangerous.
Farms.
Isn't it kind of dangerous? I mean,
how would it be dangerous?
Well, very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's...
I mean, it can be. You have to take a lot of safety precautions. It's,
see, that would be my problem being a farmer. I need to be careful.
He needs to be careful, and he's the most
careless
person.
I'm incapable
person.
Of being...
Yeah.
I'm
and you
incapable.
Can't just jump into it. I think you have to know a lot before you...
What I lack in carefulness, I make up for in my clumsy... yeah,
that's
it's, it
true.
Would be not good.
True.
Yeah, yeah, not good. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back at the Indiana Dairy Bar at the Indiana State Fair. This is the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One.
Let's do this.
Hello there. Welcome back to the Chick McGee Show live at the Indiana State Fair. Yay. Jess is here. Jeff is here. Jason is here. Jenny is here from the Dairy Association. And technically, we are at the Beer and Wine Building here at the Indiana State Fair, which took decades to bring into existence, actually serving beverages of this kind here at the fair. It took a while, but for those of us who get the shakes, if we're 2 or 3 hours away from our favorite beverage.
Not fun.
It's not fun, people. So thank you for coming. Thank you, guys. Who's the farthest away? Is everybody here from Indianapolis, or are you from somewhere else? We got Evansville. Noblesville? Really?
Illinois?
No, I know. I said Illinois. No. Illinois. What city in Illinois? Why don't you come over here and talk? Even though you're not wearing a shoe.
Mm. Is he even supposed to be here?
When did you get out, by the way?
Oh, I don't care what he bought. He's from another state. Right. This is the Indiana State Fair.
Yeah, don't you have your own state fair in Illinois? Wait a minute. He did buy Chick's Vodka, so that's exciting.
Oh, great.
Oh, I did. I said, you know, Chick's Vodka is getting ready for the relaunch.
I have a turkey leg.
I know. We need to get a picture. We're at the state fair. No, wait a minute. Okay. All right.
Do you have your phone ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, really, really get into that. Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
That's really good.
It's like watching a Tyrannosaurus Rex just devour.
Yeah.
Here's what you look like when you eat a turkey leg.
Erase that now.
No!
Tweet it out.
Tweeting it out.
Who wants a pull off this leg?
I'll take a pull.
Are you all three of you from Illinois? Just you. Oh, all right. I don't.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. You know what the best part of it is, though?
What are you eating off the same part that she ate off of?
No, he spun it.
Nope, same part.
Oh.
Well, why don't you two just get married?
if you want to know how close we are on this podcast, we share spoons, we share turkey legs.
We do share a lot of food. Even at Chick's house, we share stuff.
Jason and I kiss. It's whatever.
You guys can use either bathroom you want.
Uh-huh. It's 2015.
I'm telling you guys.
Mm-hmm. What are you telling us?
A bowl of turkey skin would go a long way at the state fair. You get rid of this meat stuff, just the fried skin.
Does anyone else eat poultry skin? Dab.
Yeah, see? It's the best part of the chicken. Hi. Well,
I'm sure that you do this sort of thing all the time in Illinois.
You want to make $1 million, Chick?
I would love to make $1 million.
I got an idea. We set up our own booth, turkey skins. We douse them in butter using the butter wheel.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And we sell them.
You're still
deep frying them.
No, you put butter. You dip them in. We could do a butter and a butter, like a buttermilk. Let's do buttermilk. You dip the turkey leg in buttermilk, and then some flour, and then egg yolk. I don't know what the there's a system somewhere.
Oh, egg yolk, and then you bread it, and then you deep fry it.
Yeah, but
deep fried turkey skin. See, we talked it through. No,
bread it with Oreo crumbs.
Is that
funnel
not good?
Cake? Dip it in funnel cake.
Yeah.
Elephant ear wrapped.
We should enter that contest next year.
Can anybody enter the contest? Does anybody have any?
I think you have to be a carnival. You have to be a licensed carnival.
Like a PETA.
You have to be part of the.
Yeah, Deb, yeah. Deb says like you use the turkey skin like a PETA pouch.
Oh, like a show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a lettuce wrap
and fill it up
no
with
lettuce.
Some. Fill it up with healthy food like.
Yeah, instead of lettuce wrap, it's
maybe
a
some quinoa.
Skin of an animal. Yes.
Yes.
You know, to keep it healthy.
Seems like a very paleo-friendly recipe, if you ask me.
There you go.
How do you get a carnival license?
I don't know, but that's our next job.
Yes, that's what we need to do.
Someone
Google
that.
I don't know if this is true, but I heard this from somebody that all they do is the state fair, and they live on their salary for the rest of... So they just work at a booth here, and they sell, like,
once
elephant ears or something like that, and then that's all they do the rest of the time, and they don't have to work. And I don't know what their livelihood is like, but...
They work 2 weeks out of the year. And
yes, yes.
Well,
we
I believe
need to
Jeff,
make this booth.
Jess has a friend that
Works 4 months a year.
Works 4 months a year selling gyros, and he goes to Greece all the time. And
Papa George Gyros over there across from Hooks.
Yeah,
yeah. I worked there when I was in high school.
Oh, that's a fun place to work. Yeah.
But they wouldn't let her work during the Indiana State Fair because that was too intense.
It was, and I just get too excited about stuff like that. So I got to do Riley Day.
So when you can only have like 5 customers here, we'll put Jess up front.
Riley,
yes.
Riley Days in
Riley Days was more my speed.
That was a little more laid back. The Indiana State Fair started in 1852. Did you know that?
I didn't.
I did not attend that fair.
You didn't?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. All right.
There used to be a lady that came out every day at the state fair. Her name was Liz, and I don't know what happened to Liz, but she was, we honored her, like, every year, like, with, like, all day pass, like, because she came every day for, like, 50 years or something like that, and they did a story on her, but she would always wear, like, a tiara around, and she was older, so I don't know. I haven't seen her around, but.
She was queen of the fair?
Good story, Jenny.
I know.
What do you mean?
Maybe she moved on to the Illinois State Fair.
No, I think she might have moved on to...
That big state fair in the sky.
The state fair in the sky.
Right. With my grandpa.
This is on...
Yes.
And all my grandparents and all my parents. And this is from Wikipedia. Are you guys ready? The Indiana State Fair, I've been known to embellish and fib a little to try to be funny, but I'm just reading this off of Wikipedia. The Indiana State Fair is an annual fair held in Indianapolis, Indiana, usually in the month of August. The first fair was held in October 1852 on the grounds of what has become known as Military Park.
Is that true?
Huh.
That's what it said.
Huh.
That's what it say. The first Indiana State Fair on its present site along East 38th Street held in 1892. So for 40 years, this thing was downtown.
Huh. Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
I did not know that.
Do you think in one of our past lives we went to that, went to the fair down there?
No, because you were a part of the Russian space program.
Oh,
so I doubt you made it over to
Well, no, but that was my most...
Sorry.
That's absolutely true. I was part of the Russian space program, and and as near as I can tell, I died somewhere in the late 50s. Well, I would have had to die.
I thought you were
going to
say somewhere between, like, Constellation something and something. I thought you were going to say you
died. You mean like up in space.
Space.
Yeah. You know where the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper meet?
Yes, right there.
I blew up right there in the middle
of
it.
You just kind of were, yeah.
The State Fair buildings and grounds are used for a variety of other shows when the fair is not being held. The largest building at the fairgrounds is the, it says here, is this still the Indiana Farmers Coliseum? Is that what it's called?
That's
now?
What it is now. It used to be the Pepsi Coliseum.
It used to be the Pepsi Coliseum.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You see what she's doing? She's telling me to be quiet.
No, I'm not.
With her eyes.
No,
that's
I'm
what
not.
She was doing.
That's my quiet eyes. My kids call them the big eyes. Mom's got the big eyes. Shut
Mom's
up.
Got the big eyes going. Yeah.
How do you submit things for Wikipedia? Like, how accurate is
Well,
it?
Actually, Wikipedia, yeah. You can, if you...
I learned the hard way. Wikipedia is not factual.
Do not, yeah.
And, can't do like,
no,
reports.
When I was doing show
this
prep...
This is pretty funny, actually.
Show prep for the Bob and Tom Show years ago, we had Ted Danson on the... not Tony Danza, by the way. Ted Danson. That took me a whole day of show prep before I realized it's not the same guy. Ted Danson, on Wikipedia it said Ted Danson had his own bourbon. So I was like, that's interesting.
Oh, and
put
that
it
seems
in there.
Likely. Yeah, I mean, like, sure.
So Tom says, I see you have your own bourbon. And he was like, no, I don't, but that sounds really cool.
Oh.
Yeah, and I could feel, like, I felt my neck get hot. And then they went to break, and I heard Tom open the studio door and come around the corner. And I was just like, oh, God, I'm in so much trouble.
But, I mean, where
he said, don't ever use Wikipedia again. And I still use Wikipedia, so...
Actually, what he said was, hey...
No, I did. He just said, don't use that again. That's not a reliable source. And I was like, okay.
I think it's gotten better. You can actually go in and change your...
That was a long time ago.
Change stuff if you want. I mean...
Because I bet you have a Wikipedia.
Yeah. But
Is it pretty accurate?
No. Well, for a long time it wasn't. But now I think it's pretty close, actually.
Huh. Really?
Yeah. I haven't looked at it in a while.
So if I look up Chick McGee...
On Wikipedia...
Don't read anything out loud, okay?
It says, see Jeff Vibbert. Well?
Well, who's been to the fair the most times here?
I'm two times.
Other
okay, you
than
can't
you,
work here.
Bro, don't work.
Three times this year?
That woman back there has been here, been to the fair. How many times?
10 times.
Ten times? 10 times in a row?
How many drinks have you had today?
I think she's drunk.
He held out two hands.
She said two. All right. Me too.
I've had two.
Okay.
Too many.
Go ahead.
Chick McGee's Wikipedia page
says.
Chick McGee.
Easy, bud.
Born November 26, 1957.
Nope.
That's true.
1977. No, go ahead. Yeah, that's
died
true.
August 21st, 2016.
Holy hell. What's the date today?
That's
See,
tomorrow.
Now we've got.
Oh no!
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that sun's gonna come out tomorrow. That this is a great beginning for a movie. Bunch of guys sitting around reading Wikipedia. Ha ha ha! That's really funny.
But then it says you're.
The next day, I get hit in the head with an anvil. Right?
We've got $2 million ideas now. We've made $2 million on this podcast.
That one and the chicken skin. Yeah. The turkey skin pita place that we're going to open.
You guys, the stuff that they offer at fast food restaurants, how do they not have balls of chicken skin fried?
I bet there is somewhere.
There has to be.
What would you Google? Balls of chicken skin fried?
I would not Google balls of anything, but that's your choice. Jenny, whatever you want on your search history. That's personal preference.
I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, my search history
well, is there anyone really... who is there anyone who, like at a Kentucky Fried Chicken or Church's or...
You guys mark my words. It's going to show up.
Hold on.
Popeyes, don't you, when you get your piece of chicken, you peel the skin off and throw it down and then you eat the rest of the chicken, right?
No, I take the chicken skin off. I throw the chicken meat away and just eat the skin.
It says...
Is that what you do too?
Yes, yeah, see?
Jeez. Have you had a turkey leg yet? No.
No. Fried chicken skin.
That guy's eating a
fried
turkey
leg. Cake balls.
I don't know.
Oh, you mean deep fried cake?
Oh, it's in Dallas. Leave it to Texas. Deep fried chicken
Dallas.
Skin matzo balls?
Ah,
is that kosher?
It
depends. Doesn't seem right.
I'm sure it can be kosher at some point.
Do not Google balls of chicken skin, whatever you do.
Do chickens have testicles? They would have to have testicles.
See, we've talked about this before, I think, but, you know, there are, like, three holes in a chicken or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's no, your, this is not for here.
There's your
this
normal not, chicken, and then there's the egg shoe.
Charles Marie, yes. This is not for here.
We're not in front of the dairy bars, so no, I'm kidding.
It's okay. It is a 21 and over, yeah.
Yeah. And
we need a chicken expert.
I think cows only have two, right?
Stop.
Unless you're a lady cow, probably have three then. So.
I thought they had four. Is they that have, stomachs? Okay.
No, they have two stomachs. I know that.
They have one udder and four teats.
How many hearts they have?
Hang on. Talk one? About the teats some more. What?
Nope. Just
big, big
slower.
Big,
no.
big sway in teats.
You're gross.
Okay.
They're not going to let you back in the cabin bar.
I'm going to keep eating this turkey.
Where'd you say you were from in Illinois?
Gravy. They need a bowl of gravy.
Where?
Champagne.
I feel like he needs to be.
He's talking.
And you couldn't hear him, so I repeated what he said.
Do you have a state fair in Illinois you go to? I don't know if you heard
we
that.
We don't either. Have anything free to give you.
Okay. You can have a free shake at the dairy bar.
Hey, oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Yay!
Yeah.
That guy why next not? To him was here last year. Remember that guy?
Were you here last year? Yeah.
Thank you, Jenny, for participating.
I know.
Jeff Vibbert's leaving because he has a prior engagement.
Got to go work in the coal mine.
Bye, Jeff.
Bye, Jeff.
Good luck good luck with that boss of yours.
Yeah.
Now, Jason, would
if you,
you
guys
like
don't
to
have plans tonight, you can go to the Crackers downtown and see our friend Jeffy.
And Phil Hanley, I think, is the headliner.
I don't know that guy. Go see Jeff.
But Jeff did say that he was really funny.
He did.
Said, yeah.
When did he say that?
Just before I was talking to him. No. I asked him who the comedian was, and he said he didn't know him well, but it's really funny.
It was funny.
Do you guys play the games when you come to the fair?
Mm-hmm. I have not.
Did you play the games the other time?
Oh, yeah.
Did you win?
I got a private lesson in skee ball from the lady running the skee ball.
By applause.
I would like to
by
know.
Applause. How many people think the games are rigged at the state fair?
No.
They're not?
Carnival games not rigged. NFL?
Absolutely.
Oh.
This is her contention
people,
that the NFL.
People take it seriously.
They know how far in advance do they have the winners?
Years.
What? Years. Decades or
decades.
Years?
Decades.
Decades. They know who's going to win the Super Bowl this year already.
What year is this? This is 2016, 2017, next year. 2027, the Green Bay Packers will win the Super Bowl. You watch. It just came to me. Everybody write it down.
Why would you say something like that?
I don't know. Because I want to see if I'm right.
Right. And if you are.
And you guys were all here, and it's recorded. And
did
we'll
you see
out.
The guy
oh,
over
look,
there in the
look,
Packer
look,
hat?
Look, look, look. There you go. There you go.
Hmm. What? Are you from here, or are you from Illinois?
Muncie.
You know who else? Yeah. Ryan Kerrigan's from Muncie, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a bad man.
I don't know who that is.
Notice Chick won't talk to the guy in the Giants jacket.
I talked. We
I
had
know,
a nice conversation.
Right past him.
Me and whatever the hell his name was, we had a nice conversation, and we talked about the NFC East and the Giants and the Redskins, and we agreed we both find the Cowboys sickening. And
really?
Yeah, we're fine. Hmm. It's all good.
Do they still run the rides when it's raining?
I don't think so. Do they?
I don't
just
think
thunder or
so.
Lightning? No, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
This gentleman's family's out there.
He's you like, I don't know, but they haven't been back for a while.
You'd think they charge extra, right?
With the rain?
For the
like
rain?
Like a water park.
It'd be extra exciting, right?
No, it'd be like half price.
In the rain and the lightning? And
sure.
Maybe if it's buying an insurance policy.
No.
Are you a big fair goer? Do you bring the girls?
No, I just came from Disney, and I barely rode anything.
Really?
They said we could ride the Space Mountain, but we end up doing the Fast Pass, and apparently that one is twice as intense. So I think I've ridden
what?
My last roller coaster.
Really?
When you say twice as intense, you mean they give you an extra special ride somehow?
It's a little bit more intense and crazy fast. I don't know.
No. I rode Space Mountain.
Didn't care for it.
I rode Space Mountain once in my life, and I was terrified.
This is the same guy that said, you know, I went on a walk, and when I got back, I just haven't been feeling right since.
Yeah, a walk took it out of me today. A 3-mile walk.
I think
allergies, I think.
Yeah, I probably would have skipped Space Mountain, too.
I submit that I think as the older you get, the less you can do stuff like that.
think so?
Like your inner ear. There's something wacky in your inner ear. You get all wonky. You can't do anything upside down.
Really? I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I have an inversion table. Flip upside down.
Oh. Did you like that?
Yeah, it's good. It flips all your organs upside down.
I think I'd like
moves
that.
Stuff around. It's good.
It flips your organs upside down?
Well, yeah. If you're upside down, your organs are upside down.
Well, I know, but you... But they're not... You're...
It's not like they're like, hey, she's flipping around. Turn around so we're right side up.
Hang on a second, Jess.
Deb,
you got a problem? You got a problem, Deb? What is her title of the dairy association?
She's Big Cheese.
She's
the main
big
boss.
Cheese.
She's
you guys
the
should have
lady.
It be the Big Cheese.
She is.
That would be good.
You know what? If I was
cheese sculpture.
I'd be like, I would make my title Queen Heifer.
And I heard you talking about heifer and cows, and you're dead on. You're right about
know.
It.
Yeah, I couldn't be a heifer because I already have babies.
Babies. Yeah. Yeah, you know about all that. You're really, yeah.
Baby Parmesan. Aww.
Baby Parmesan? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
I like heifer. That's what we use. All the women in our family call each other that as a term of endearment.
You heifer?
Heifer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Always have.
What was I going to say? Oh, the inversion table.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when you're upside down, but you make it sound like the organs get, I guess they would get pulled by gravity, but
uh-huh.
I don't think it would
think
affect them
through.
Any other way.
Think it through.
I don't think it moves them.
No, but you know when you're
I think you're all packed in there pretty tight is what I'm saying.
You're wrong. We have just as much water inside
of
us.
You think your liver is rattling around in your body?
It's not rattling around in your body, but... We are just as much percentage of water as a cucumber, okay? So that's all you are. It's the same percentage of water as a cucumber. I think I'm joking.
Did
I'm
you
not.
See the cucamelons? Did anybody see the cucumbers crossed with a watermelon? They're adorable. They're about this big, and they look like watermelons.
Did you eat one?
No, I haven't, but I've seen pictures. And
are they here?
No.
Then where did you point?
Where are the cucumbers?
I was pointing at you.
Yeah.
You. What? Did you see them?
I did not see them. I thought there was a tent somewhere where we could go buy some and eat them.
I know.
Cucumelons?
We need the list of all the winners of the, like the best pie. They do best pies and they do best cucumbers and they do best pickles. I know Aunt Bee made pickles one time.
Hey, where's your cheese lady?
And
she was here and then she left the first Wednesday of the fair, but it mm-hmm. took her, I think, about 100 hours or so for the cheese sculpture. And it was about...
Was it a mural this time again? Or
kind of. It was about 1,300 pounds of cheese, and they did the like a nod to the bicentennial, and they had dairy in 1816. With a little milk maiden and how they would be dressed and with a milk pail and then looking to the future. And then there was Buttercup with sneakers and chocolate milk and
Where
running.
Where is Buttercup? So. I wanted to get my picture with Buttercup. Is she
they shut her down during rain.
Yes. They shut her down.
They shut her down.
Safe and dry.
I get the feeling, Jason, help me out here. They're teaming up against me. Do you get
I'm going to let this happen. You asked for it.
Feel it.
Hey, we do have a special guest on their way.
We do?
We do. They'll be here any moment.
Is he going to sit right next to me?
Yes, I'm going to have to kick
Jenny
out.
Oh, praise God.
I apologize. But
no, here,
here's,
I can get here,
there's the the.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mural. Yeah, how did they get the colors on there? Did she do colors and everything?
Actually,
she let those parts mold, the parts that are blue and green.
Thank you, Deb. How do you say your last name, Deb?
Osa.
Osa. Deb is the big
Every
cheese.
Every year, yes, or Deb.
Well, you forget. I mean, Deb and I don't hang out yet.
You should.
Well, where's your husband?
Where's your husband?
Where's your Is he over at the bar again? Oh, there,
there
he is.
There he is.
Why are you sitting back there? Why don't you? Okay, never mind.
Shriners.
Is he a Shriner?
Did you break it?
Uh-oh.
What?
Ooh, fish sandwich.
So with the color, she actually texted me, and she needed a mixer. So like a KitchenAid mixer. And what she does, she gets the cheddar, and she mixes it like a handheld mixer with the different like food coloring.
Yeah.
And then it gets like Play-Doh almost, and she puts that on there.
Oh, look at her.
Yeah. So that's how she does that.
That's great.
And does someone eat that eventually? Or
uh-huh, they donate it.
They actually, we do it to... For green energy. Now I'm trying to Biotown. So mm-hmm. if you Google that, that's basically a digester to where any kind of food and it turns it into energy.
No
so
kidding.
You can eat it because it's been out for like 17 days.
I would eat it. I'd eat it with my room temperature butter.
With your room.
And it would be delicious.
And you probably have, you're very healthy because your immune system is so awesome.
My immune system is good.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah. Yes, I agree.
Well, you know, the famous story, if you're sick around Jess, you know, the first thing you do is you keep it to yourself is what you do. And then if you
I think I've said that one time in my life, and I said it to you, and you've never
And if you have a sore throat,
I
don't tell anyone, because there's no such thing as a sore throat.
I do remember you guys discussing this on a podcast, and I felt like I forget who I but there's one person I like totally agree. I think, so you were the one, Chick the one that was over dramatic?
I think, I'm sorry, but
because
I think
your family, you don't.
Men in general.
Yeah.
Seem
no,
to
I agree
be a little,
with that.
Seem to be a little,
yeah,
a we're, little sensitive.
We're like babies? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not going to say that about babies. I'm just saying.
Oh!
Sorry.
You're hilarious.
I know. No, I think it, yeah, just, if you're sick, maybe it's in your, maybe.
Well, there is a certain amount of logic to building up your immune system instead of relying on antibiotics every time you get sick or something, right?
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
true.
That
yeah,
only builds up
off.
Your...
Mm-hmm.
But I think that starts early on.
Right now. I need to go get Reed out and roll him around in mud and... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
or Charles, I'm sorry.
What is his middle name?
Okay, this is from my husband's grandfather.
Okay.
He's Filipino. So
okay.
Caetano. He was a personal chef to Harry Truman, President
really?
Truman. So he really wanted to do something for them, and we're not
Look,
ethnic
Jenny,
enough to
Jenny.
Have Caetano as a first name, so it's Reed Caetano. Yes.
Reed?
If you don't want to tell us his middle name, you don't have to make up stuff, okay?
Caetano.
It's okay.
I feel like that's a form of, like,
Reed Caetano.
Like
karate.
Krav Maga,
yes.
Karate, Caetano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you spell that?
She doesn't know.
I don't know.
I have to get a look at the birth certificate.
Hold on a second.
It starts with a C.
Let me text my husband.
I know.
Yeah.
We did that with my kids. We like interesting first name, bland middle name, and vice versa. Like they have an interesting first name, they have a bland first name, they have an interesting middle name.
Are you saying Reed's bland?
No, I didn't say that at all.
That's what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Reed, you know, it kind of sounds like a yawn, but Reed.
That's my
I'm kidding.
That's my dad's middle name. Thank you.
Aww.
Is that true? Yeah.
I saw him holding Reed at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On your Instagram. Do you guys think we all know too much about each other?
Yeah.
Because of social media.
The Dairy
media.
Association might have to bring in somebody new next year because I feel like we don't know anything about Jenny.
Jenny has just about had it.
Is that bad? No. Jason, how's it going? How's that corn dog sitting with you, buddy?
Did you eat the corn dog?
He had a corn dog early.
I had a corn dog. I had chocolate shake.
Mm-hmm.
I had half a brisket sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You're set
how
for the
I
week.
How do I look to you?
I don't know. You look okay.
Do you realize your son weighs just as much as me?
I do.
I heard you say how much he weighed.
Yeah.
But her son has lost a lot of weight and grown up like 6 inches.
He hasn't lost much weight. He's just gotten taller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A child is bigger than me.
Mm-hmm. Just turned 13.
Yeah.
Have you changed physically any since?
None.
What grade?
Seventh grade. I gained a little bit freshman year of college. I think we all kind
of. You got
of
the
did.
Freshman 15?
Yeah.
Right.
But no, I haven't.
I skipped right past the 15.
Yeah, did you go to the 25?
45.
40?
No,
shut up.
Did a heavy 40. Okay, you know what? You all laugh, but I'm going to bring a picture of me freshman year, and you're not going to. It looks like I've been stung by every bee ever.
Every bee in the world.
Thank you, Daniel Tosh.
Yes, thank you, Daniel Tosh. But yes, I'm just saying, they pump something into that food in the dorm.
You know what it is?
I lived in the nunnery.
But did you
it's dairy is delicious. That's
yeah,
what it
did.
Is.
It was. Oh. Okay.
I believe we have a special guest.
We do.
I think we do. Yeah. Here we go. Jenny, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
We'll say goodbye to you here.
Yeah, we'll say bye.
Jason has kept this guest secret, so Jason, go ahead and do the introduction.
Well, usually I don't invite family on a podcast, but today I had to because he's performing tonight at 7:30.
That's right.
Is that right? It's the Reverend Peyton.
How's it going?
Hi.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I've enjoyed your music for years, and here you are. This is Jess.
Hi.
How's it going, Jess?
Nice
How
to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And now what, who are you performing with?
with Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. That's right. And it's going to happen, too. The weatherman decided that he was going to tell everybody to stay away, but the weather is over. It's going to be beautiful. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah,
we can stick around.
Now, Jason, did you go on the road with the
I
road
did. Band? I did about a year and a half ago.
Has it been a year and a half?
Yeah, it was March-ish, I want to say.
Oh, my God.
And he tours, I don't know, Breezy, what is it, 200 days a year? I mean, he's always on tour. I think he's probably home a month.
We just got back from doing 2 months in Europe. We spend now I don't know, at least a sixth of our time outside the United States, which is a really weird way to live. But we've played 32 countries, 48 U.S. states. And,
no way.
You know, we of course home base in Brown County, but so we're here today at the Indiana State Fair.
That's very cool. Now I guess you. I mean, you don't have to explain your tattoo, but I'd like you to tell the folks what your tattoo looks
like.
Yeah,
it's the state of Indiana with corn at the top, and then a star over southern Indiana with the heart of the star being Brown County.
That's right.
And it says, Born Bred Corn Fed, which is actually the title of one of our songs. So you're dealing with the kind of person that would tattoo the name of one of their own songs on their arm.
That's
so
okay.
So whatever that means, is whatever that's worth.
That's true. Now, Jason, have you ever tried to get up on stage with the...
No, not at all. That's something you know me, even here, I'm a backstage kind of guy.
Jason got to see what it's like to live on the road like a rock star. He got to see the real nuts and bolts of it, all the glory and...
Van life?
Definitely van life. And the best part, I didn't know bands even had this, but apparently there's a seat in the van that's called the Time Machine.
I don't know if you
might have invented that. I don't know if you want to explain.
I think this sounds like a comedy tour one time.
What I do is I over the years I decided that even though I like traveling, I don't really like being in vehicles. So I try to sleep whenever anything's in motion.
You and Jess have a lot in common. Yeah, that's
plane,
what she does.
A plane, a bus, van, however we're traveling, I'm asleep. So now it's like it's instant. As soon as like. You start the engine, and I just fall asleep.
Yep.
It means if I'm driving or not, it doesn't matter.
That's the famous story about Jess. We had to fly from here to San Francisco, and we were getting ready to take off, and she fell asleep and didn't wake up until we landed in San Francisco.
Yeah,
it's better that way.
It's much better. He couldn't feel his arm for 3 days.
They
make the plane seats for, I don't know, for children.
Who is that for? Yeah,
for toddlers. I don't know. I don't know who they make them for. But if you're sitting next to me, it's just going to, like, my shoulders are wider than the armrest. There's nothing I can do about it. I usually just tell people who are sitting next to me, hey, I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to touch you. You just lean right on me.
Lean against each other.
I'm sure when I'm come walking down the aisle, people are like, oh, God, I hope that big hairy guy is not next to me. Oh, no, it's right next to me.
You have a wonderful beard. Can I say that? That is
You know, it's
something.
Usually even nicer. This humidity makes it a little bit rough. Again.
I mean, it's nice and bushy and shaped. And
This might be a little forward, but do you want to touch it?
Can I?
Yes, please.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that is really soft.
Yeah, it feels like kitten fur or woman hair. It doesn't feel like man beard. I don't know exactly why. But
do you use an organic conditioner on
that? I use whatever's at the hotel.
Oh, okay. All right.
You,
okay.
Go ahead. Here.
Very specific.
Just try it. Give him a touch.
Okay.
Isn't that
soft?
It doesn't feel like man beard. It feels like kitten fur or girl hair.
I like girl hair.
My arm hair is the same way. Like it's just
soft.
Wait a minute. Can I? Oh, yeah.
It is.
Wow. Yeah.
Your guys' arms
are really.
Yeah, you both have that.
Look
at
that. We need a picture of this. I didn't think I'd ever meet anyone hairier than me.
That's
amazing.
That is
really something.
Not too bad.
Now, Reverend, talk to us a little bit about if I want to get some music of yours or go to a website and look for your tour and
Big
things like
damn
that.
Band. .com is the best way to find out. We're also on all of your favorite internet websites like twitter.com/bigdamnband, instagram.com/bigdamnband, facebook.com/, you guessed it,
big damn band.
That's right.
Well, when Jason told me, he said, yeah, my cousin, when I heard it, I guess I heard my cousin's in the Big Damn Band. And I was like, oh, which one's your cousin? He's like, he's the Reverend. I was like, no, what is he? I was like, no, it's not the guy that I follow on Instagram in the overalls and the beard. That's not your cousin. You guys aren't related. He was like, yes, that's my cousin.
That is funny because Jason is so
straight arrow. And I'm not saying that you're a wild man, but I'm guessing
he's a wild man.
You're a little wilder than... So how are you related again? Are you sure?
Our dads are first cousins.
Their dads are first cousins.
His dad is one of three or four brothers, and my dad was kind of adopted in a way as the extra brother that tagged along.
Yeah,
they Jason's dad and my dad were incredibly close growing up. Yeah. So
they're about the same age, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I was going to ask the Reverend what your memories were of coming to the State Fair as a kid.
Oh, man. Well, this is something that you may or may not find either horrifying or incredibly weird. But I love the State Fair, but what I have done for many years is I like to go to the swine pavilion.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I like to go to the world's largest
boar. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And then I rub his testicles for luck every year. And I've done this every year I can as long as I'm home. And this year, though, this is the craziest thing. This year, my arm didn't fit like in there to get to the boar. So Breezy had to do it for me. She reached in there and rubbed them so we would have another year of good fortune. So
in exchange, do you let the hog rub your beard?
He could. He's uninterested.
Seems like a fair trade.
He is not interested in my beard like I am his testicles.
So. Well, one thing we have to underline here is that the world's largest boar obviously would have the world's largest testicles.
They're huge.
They're
about the size. Each one's about the size of a large human head. It's worth seeing.
Is he still there? Can we go see him?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
he's there.
He's over there in the.
He doesn't
swine.
Move. It's hard to haul those things around, I think.
Oh, that's funny. The best. Now, when did you know that this is what you wanted to do? I mean, I guess you knew you wanted to do this, but when did it start to come together for you?
Are you talking about music or rubbing the
testicles? Rubbing the large testicles.
No. As far as music goes, I tell you what, man, when I was about 13, yeah. I've been, in one way or another, a professional musician since I was 13. I started playing when I was 12. I started giving lessons when I was 13. And all throughout high school, I gave guitar lessons and played with different bands and different things. And I've always felt like that's what I was going to do. And I don't know, I'm just sort of a relentless human being, you know. Like, I wouldn't say obsessive, I'd say relentless. I just refuse to give up. So for me, it was going to be that or die trying.
And to prove that, he had an issue with his hand that kind of derailed him.
Yeah, you can see those scar right there.
Yeah, right.
You see that? They told me I was never going to play guitar ever again when I was about 19 or 18 or 19, they said, you're like, I had a doctor literally, he said, hey, son, find something else to do.
That's what
he said. And I refused to believe it. So I kept trying different things. And then I finally went to the Indiana Hand Center, which is we are blessed in Indiana to have one of the best hand centers on planet Earth. And these guys are absolute experts. And this guy felt my hand. He has felt it. And he goes, hey, I think I know what's wrong. But the only way to know for sure is to cut it open. And I said, let's do it. Because at that point, it hurt to open a doorknob, you know what I mean? And what it is I'm prone to getting cysts and having things, like, grow on my tendons. And it's just, they don't know why it happens. You know, it's just something I'm prone to. So over the years, I've kind of figured out how to deal with them without surgery, though. So I have two or three on my hands right now that are on my tendons, but they don't hurt. So what I do is I take something hard and I grind on them all the time,
right,
and kind of wear them down, and eventually they stop hurting. But if they get really bad, you have to have them cut out, and I had to have two cut out over my life. I had one on this finger and one on that finger. So it's just sort of a bummer when it's kind of like the irony of someone who makes their living with their hands playing guitar and is prone to something like that. But that's sort of the way life is. It's funny that way.
Yeah, it sure is.
Chick, I have the picture of Breezy. This isn't any good for the podcast, so it's just for Chick and Jess.
You can always look it up.
You can look it up at their Twitter. But there's Breezy. I mean, she's stretching. She had to stretch.
You know,
to get
normally,
to that.
Because I, Reverend, you're going to find this. My kids and I, when they were small, we had a tradition of coming out here and looking at the world's largest boar, and I always got pictures of them.
Standing there giggling, probably.
Standing there giggling and making faces, and yeah. Boy, those are something, aren't they? Wow.
I feel like we should donate.
You can see Breezy's hand in there for scale. Gives you an idea.
Yeah.
Of
oh, my gosh.
The width and breadth of...
We'll have to put some lotion on your hand next year. Give that guy a rub. He looks a little dry.
Looks
it
a little
really cool. Did look dry, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Some sort of...
Something.
Moisturizing lotion down there would probably come in handy. Well, after tonight's performance, where are you off to next?
Well, we go... Let's see. We play in the summer. We usually chase festivals around. So we're going up to Michigan, Illinois, then Florida. We're doing. Let's see.
She's giving you. She's
yeah, Breezy usually knows. Breezy's the one that knows.
Tennessee.
That's right. Tennessee. We're Ohio. She's saying, and then out west. We have a big tour we're doing with the Super Suckers.
Oh.
This fall, it's kind of a co-headline thing. Most of the shows we're going to be the last band. But it's Jesse Dayton. I don't know if you're a fan of Jesse Dayton or not.
That name is familiar.
He's been in some Rob Zombie movies and whatnot,
okay.
But he's a really good guitar picker. He's opened up the show, and then each night the Super Suckers and us take turns on who's kind of like the headliner. But most of them, I think we are actually going to be the third band on the bill.
Awesome.
So it's going to be a pretty cool thing. We're going to be traveling around with them. Lots of guitar picking, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
I always know when I was a kid, I always wanted to be. I didn't travel very much, and I dreamed of getting a job and being able to travel. You know that was, and now I understand why. Because on the comedy tour, I got just a little taste of it when. There would be a sign backstage, you are in Indianapolis. I mean, because you would honestly,
there
forget.
Are some nights where you like, I know some bands do, and they have it written on the set list.
Yeah, it doesn't affect the performance, obviously, because you guys are going to kill it. But, I mean, it really, I just can't. So you're 90% of the time you're on the road?
Yeah, we're on the road 90% of the time. Or it used to be 99% of the time. It's probably more like 85. This is going to be a heavy year because we spent... literally 8 weeks in Europe. We just got back a week ago.
Yeah.
So,
oh my gosh.
So it's really strange trying a different country where you wake up and you're like, what country am I even in? Where are we at? And then for 8 weeks, people you can't understand anybody. Even when you're in places where they speak English, you don't understand them. It's crazy. It's really weird. But it's good to be home. We're this is a special show for us. Hopefully this weather didn't scare too many people away, but. We're playing the Vogue Theater. That'll be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That's an annual thing.
Oh, that's
okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
That should be a really good show. It always is. So.
Oh, the Vogue's the best, yeah.
Anyway, Reverend Peyton, is there a country overseas that you would say every time you go back, they're going to be crazy about? I'm guessing they all are, but is there one that really stands out?
Yeah, right now the United Kingdom is blowing up for us. It's gotten to be so big over there that, we're having a meeting with our people next month where they're literally talking about us being over there, maybe in the United Kingdom, like 2 months out of the year.
Wow.
Which sounds not very pleasant. It's very cloudy there, even in the summertime, and it's hard for me.
Breezy doesn't want to go there, I don't think.
Yeah, well, it's great. It's kind of like, man, listen, this guy, there's people that want him to come play music for him, and he's poo-pooing it, but it's hard. You go to a place, it's really far from home, and like England, we were there for 5 weeks this summer in the United Kingdom, not just England, but Scotland and everything, and it is literally cloudy every single day, and it rains most days, and we were in Edinburgh, Scotland, and we're talking to this guy, and I was going, man, this is busy today, this town is crazy. And he goes, well, we don't get too many sunny days like this. And he was dead nut serious, and it was pouring down rain.
Oh,
I mean that was a sunny day today. it was sunny enough. They're like, oh, usually it's way worse than this. It's beautiful today.
Sunny,
and
enough.
They're not kidding. Look at a map sometime. Most people don't realize because we're Americans. We're terrible with geography because it doesn't really matter.
But, that's right.
But if you look at a map, Scotland is like latitude wise is on par with literally like the Yukon.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's way, way
right,
north.
Right,
so
right.
So when, the only reason it is not like the Yukon, it has to do with, like, trade winds of the Atlantic. It
right.
should be a frozen tundra, but it's always it's always cold and always cloudy. And cold by my standards, like, I don't like wearing sleeves. So it was, we're talking 55 degrees, in August, which is pretty cold.
Yeah, that is.
Especially when you're, there was one day, it was the 4th of July, and... And we're in another country, and it's cold and raining on us.
The country we beat, by the way.
Yeah.
They don't, we beat them.
They don't celebrate that holiday there either. It's not a national holiday.
I don't see how you can spend 2 months there. I mean, in what, do you drive a half hour to the next gig and just keep doing that?
I know. It's crazy. You'd think. It takes a little longer to get to places that are close by because their roads are terrible, too.
Okay.
So, you know, we're lucky to have really nice roads. I don't know if they're the best in the world, but I've been to 37 countries, and they're the best of the 37 countries I've been to. So, and those are 37 countries, mainly in the Western world. So I'm guessing it doesn't get much better the further east you go.
When I think of those places, I think of sheep in the road and things like that. You guys have to get out and move the sheep sometimes?
Sometimes it's that. You know, we were in Bulgaria one time, and we almost couldn't go by because there was a pack of about 40 wild dogs that literally looked like they were going to tear us apart. It was kind of horrifying, but also an adventure, too. We're like in this weird desert place. It's Bulgaria. No one speaks English. I mean, most of the time when you travel around the world, you'd be amazed how many people speak English.
Right,
makes you feel like an idiot because you travel and all of these people speak English, and you don't speak a single word. I speak menu in a lot of different languages, but that's about it.
Good point.
Menu is important.
Right.
But beyond that, you know, I'm a complete moron when it comes to that. So you travel to a place like Bulgaria. No one speaks any English in Bulgaria, and you know why should they? It's Bulgaria, and every single person on the side of the road is in a cart pulled by a horse, and they're all selling cabbage, and there's wild dogs everywhere, and you think to yourself, man, someone ought to do something about these dogs, and how much cabbage can you sell? Like I'm going to go there and start a carrot stand and take over.
They think you were a genius.
Yeah, oh, my God, carrots with the cabbage. This guy's a genius.
Are these, like, skinny orange cabbage?
I don't know if cabbage is that popular in Bulgaria or if it's just the only thing that grows or what, but I thought cabbage is the cheapest thing in the world. How much cabbage do you have to sell out the back of a horse cart to buy yourself
more cabbage?
Lunch. Buy breakfast. To buy egg to cook for breakfast. Like, how much cabbage can one person sell? I would think you'd have to sell, like, I don't know, a field worth of cabbage. Probably is the net profit of that is enough to maybe buy laces for your shoes, not even a pair of shoes. I can't imagine. You know, and you know, Bulgaria was a weird place, too. We go to Bulgaria. We stayed in the nicest hotel we've probably ever stayed at. The promoter put us up in a hotel that literally had a switch in the bathroom that you flip to turn on, like, background music in the bathroom, so I guess
that's
like
polite.
Camouflage music,
yeah.
You know? It's like, this one's going to be rough. Let's turn on the music here.
Da, da, da,
yeah.
I cannot da, da, da,
so that you flip on the music switch, like this, they had an infinity pool that was about as big as the room we're in.
Oh,
you know, it was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
But to get there, we had to drive past miles of slums.
Oh.
And I'm talking slums that look like maybe, like I would expect to see something like in a movie about India or something.
Right.
You know, I didn't know Bulgaria had slums like this. But it's slums like all, like things are found. Looks like they've found things and made houses with them. And almost every single one of these slum houses has satellite TV. Every single one.
God.
I don't have satellite TV at my place in Brown County. It's too hard to get. So, yeah, it's crazy. So, it's just like those sort of like, you know, opposites. We're at this amazing hotel, the nicest hotel,
right.
One we wouldn't have been able to afford if we were paying for it, the promoter paying for it. And then you know, the all these slums. It was a strange place, but it's also wild. You know, the promoter at that show told us that we were the first country blues band that ever played Bulgaria. They said, we've had lots of urban blues and electric stuff, but you're the first country blues band that's ever played Bulgaria. American music was only made legal here in, like, 1993.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
That's amazing.
You know, it's like the stuff that, you know, like, to an entire nation of Bulgarians, that is, you know, but to us, we're...
And how was the audience? Were they great?
It was great. You know, it's funny. When you go to other countries, like in America, people know how to respond to music. They come up to the front, they dance, they cheer, they sort of in it. In other countries, they don't really know how to act sometimes. So sometimes they're kind of like, oh, man, is it okay to dance? Like, I really enjoy this, but what do I do here? Like, in Italy, it's one of my favorites because Italians are so animated.
Right.
So you'd expect them to be that way when they look at music, but it's not. So what they are, they like, when you're playing, they sit like they're at the opera, very still, very, very polite, I guess. And then when you're done, like at the song, like at the end of the note, song's over, then they go, bravo, grazie. Like, they go completely nuts. And then when you start playing again, they're completely still. Like they're at the opera. It makes me laugh every time. So it's just different. Every place is different, you know.
What great experiences.
It's pretty wild. You know? Yeah. Who would have thought, you know.
Wow.
I know of one, and we're about ready to wrap up. Can you give a condensed version of your story with Southern Indiana legend Johnny Cougar that you got to play with him?
Well, I it's going to be very condensed. I'll give you a tale. All right, so just real quick, and because I guess Breezy's telling me we got to do sound checks. So, but I did play on a couple of John Mellencamp songs, and the short version is. Is a friend of mine who works with John on a lot of different things called me up one day and said, John wants you to play on his record. And I was like, cool, well, when? And they're like, today. And I'm like, oh my God. So I flipped
Sounds
out,
about
you know.
Right.
So then they called me like a few minutes later, they're like, they changed their mind. It's gonna be tomorrow. So I stayed up all night working on what they, you know, the kind of like what they told me that it was gonna be. And you know, I went in there. I had no idea, but it was absolutely like, I guess, in a lifetime of playing guitar. I've been playing guitar since I was 12. I'm 35. It felt more like skydiving than music. It's so intense. It was amazing. You know, I mean, like John is like, he's like a force. You mm-hmm. almost feel the energy coming off of that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's not super tall. But he comes across like he's 8 feet tall to you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, it's like a Southern Indiana thing. Like, you know, John Mellencamp is
right.
Like, you know, other than Michael Jackson, maybe the most famous person from Indiana. Most famous person living, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's super famous. And it was intense, man. And those songs were so cool, especially one of them. I'm telling you right now, as God's my witness, one of them was awesome. But nothing ever happened with it. So I don't know. I don't know.
How long ago was
they've
it?
Never seen the light
like
of day.
Been like 2-3 years. Yeah, never
really?
Seen the light of day. I know that since then I've sort of heard about, you know, like it's gotten back to me that John's a fan. He's been paying attention to what we're up to, and I know he told Kenny Wayne Shepherd at something that to check us out. That's how Kenny Wayne Shepherd got to be a
wow.
end of the big damn band. So. But anyway, yeah, that's the very short version.
Yeah.
There's some crazy stuff that happened, but I don't have time to tell. have me back. Maybe we can talk about it again.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Reverend.
Awesome.
Now, what
nice
time what time do things start tonight?
7:30. It should be 7:30 sharp. And as you can see, the
yeah.
sun is shining, so everybody that,
yep.
that took off, they sure
meant
missed out. So it could be a little bit of an intimate show tonight, but it's going to be a good one no matter what.
Thank you, Reverend, very
hey,
much.
Thanks
appreciate
so much, Chick.
Thank you,
I appreciate
Breezy.
It.
Thank you, guys.
Reverend
Thank you
Peyton
so much.
And his damn band tonight here at
Thank
the Indiana
you.
State Fair. Well, we were just delivered more food.
These are, I like these.
What are these? These
potatoes.
Are potato chips? Baked potato chips?
Yay, bye. The big damn band. They're spirals.
Oh, they're all hooked together? Is that just one chip?
No, they're not hooked together.
You remember on Saving Silverman when they pull up the nachos?
Oh, yeah. That was one nacho.
That's one nacho. If they're stuck together,
that's
it's one
nacho.
Nacho.
Well, we'd like to thank once again for the fourth year in a row, and hopefully we'll be back next year. The Dairy Association, American Dairy Association in Indiana. Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Brooke. Thank you, everybody.
What's the fifth anniversary? I've never made it to the fifth anything.
Diamonds, I think. Is
no,
diamonds.
That's like 75.
Ha! Well, oh. According to Jeff, Chick's dying tomorrow, so there's
yeah.
not going to be a fifth.
You know, I'd almost forgotten about that, but thanks for reminding me about that. Jason, I appreciate it. And thank you to the Beer and Wine Building, I guess that's what they call this, here at the Indiana State Fair. If you haven't stopped by, it's really cool. I mean, it's wonderful. They've got, you can have a flight of beer or a flight of wine. And
the best thing about the building?
Go ride the Tilt-A-Whirl.
What? It was dry.
It was
very dry. And
ironically dry.
And, for those of you who wondered if we made the right call, I think it was pouring down rain from
the podcast, yeah.
Yeah, very. While we were here and dry.
So it's just in time for us to go ride rides.
And now
it's
we can
up.
Go ride rides, I guess. Okay, well, thanks again, everybody. And this is
Thank
the Chick
you.
McGee Show on yes, Podcast yes. One. Good night, everybody. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're a steamer, but you can't be frightened when it comes to this. But down your back tricks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the palace, got a crib.
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year End event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.